Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2297, Credit Unions versus Banks by Daniela of iliketodabble.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you each and every day from some of the world's best personal finance blogs. So with that, let's get right to today's article as we optimize your life. Credit Unions versus Banks by Daniela of iliketodabble.com. Everyone needs a place to store their money. Make sure you choose a trusted financial institution when considering where to stash your cash, either a credit union or a bank. But what's the difference between those two, and which one is best for you? Could one be cheaper than the other for you in the long run? Does having a branch location matter to you? Do you care that your fees are going towards a community of members or for a bank to just make more money? Whether you're looking around for the first time or you're a seasoned veteran looking to open another account, you'll want to know the difference between a bank and a credit union before you make your decision. What is a credit union? A credit union is a trusted financial institution that's not for profit and run by their members. More than 118 million Americans hold $1.4 trillion in assets across 5,700 credit unions in America, according to a 2019 report from the Credit Union National Association. The average credit union is about half the size of the average bank. They're smaller and more personal because the members run and own the credit union. Credit unions versus banks. How are banks and credit unions different? The biggest difference between a bank and a credit union is that banks are for-profit institutions and credit unions are not-for-profit institutions. Banks focus on maximizing profit for their stockholders. A credit union is focused on giving their customers the best experience and gives their profits back through lower fees, better rates, and other perks like free checking and savings accounts. Some credit unions have better high-yield accounts in both their checking and saving account options, which make them usually more appealing than banks, but this does depend on the specific credit union. High-yield savings accounts can pay you at least 500% more interest than normal banks, allowing you to make more money on the money you're saving, such as in your emergency fund. Pros of credit unions. Since credit unions are run by their members, they're committed to having excellent customer service. You'll get a more personalized experience since you're more than just a customer. Members have ownership of credit unions and can vote on different things. Not only are they committed to customer service, but they're committed to giving their customers the best financial offerings available. They offer lower interest rates and higher savings rates for banks, which is particularly great for small businesses. Opening a business bank account for your side hustle at a credit union could save you a ton in fees down the line. This is because they're not-for-profit institutions and they give their profits back to their members. On top of that, many offer low or no-fee accounts and services for their members. You'll definitely get more bang for your buck when you choose a credit union. Cons of credit unions. However, credit unions don't only have upsides. They tend to be smaller than banks, which affects the financial products they can offer. If you're looking for something with robust financial offerings, you might want to consider using a bank as well. Due to their smaller size, they have less branches open, and they might be inconvenient for you to visit with any regularity. This is especially problematic since they might also not have the same user-friendly technology as banks. When you choose to go with a credit union, you might be opting out of mobile banking, and they might not have full-service banking online, depending on the size of your credit union. You also need to meet certain criteria when joining a credit union, so there's a possibility you might not be eligible to join the credit union you have your heart set on. Pros of banks. Since banks tend to be larger than credit unions, they have a wider offering of services. you'll get full-service banking, loan, and retirement products. There won't be as many restrictions due to the size of the financial institution. If you're looking to create a one-stop shop for all your financial needs, banks could be what you're looking for. They also have multiple locations open, which is more convenient for you as a patron, since you'll be able to pop into the bank in more places in your city. You'll also have access to more ATMs around the area, which save you money on ATM fees. Online banks are particularly great for location-independent side hustlers, remote workers, and entrepreneurs. Not only does their geographical positioning make them an excellent choice, but banks also have better online and mobile banking technology. If you like checking your balance online or transferring money from your phone, a bank could be a better option than a credit union. Cons of banks. While banks have plenty of benefits that draw customers to them, there are some downsides as well. Because banks are for-profit institutions, they come with higher fees for their products. If you choose to take out a loan through a bank, you might be subject to higher interest rates, and the checking and savings accounts at banks tend to come with higher fees as well. You're also potentially opting into less personalized customer service, since you aren't a member of a bank, but instead a customer. If you're looking for exquisite customer service and a financial institution willing to go above and beyond for you, then you might not want to choose a bank. FDIC versus NCUA. The way that credit unions and banks are insured is also different, and you'll want to make note of that before making your final decision. While they work similarly, it's important to know the difference between the two in case the financial institution should fail. Credit unions are insured by the NCUA, and banks are insured through the FDIC. However, they work fairly similarly. Both are regulated. You'll get paid out by the NCUA if your credit union should happen to fail, and by the FDIC if your bank should happen to fail. What to keep in mind? There are a couple of things to think about as you're making your decision for which one to go with, so you make the best decision for your personal situation. Start by asking yourself these questions. Do I need a branch location? Do I need a certain amount of features available for an online banking option because I may be location independent? Am I saving on rates and fees? And do I want a high yield account option like a high yield savings account? The bottom line. Credit unions and banks are very similar financial institutions. They have great perks that they pass along to their members, as well as some serious drawbacks depending on which institution you choose. Regardless, it's important that you do research before choosing any financial establishment to ensure that it fits your needs. You just listened to the post titled Credit Unions versus Banks by Daniela of ILikeToDabble.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I absolutely love the idea of credit unions, And while my mortgage was sold to one, I don't do most of my banking there. Mobile banking is incredibly important to me. In fact, I haven't walked into a branch in probably 10 years, and I have very little need for physical cash. In fact, the last time I tried to go to an ATM, maybe about a year ago, I realized that my debit card had been expired for 6 months. That's how much I don't need cash. There are plenty of free checking account options, as well as high-yield savings accounts with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from technology in 2023. I personally have my checking account with Schwab. It has a brokerage account attached to it. I've never paid any fees. There were no foreign transaction fees when I traveled abroad for 2 months. And if I ever do need to go to an ATM, they reimburse all the ATM fees. I also have a high-yield savings account with Capital One 360. This is where I stash my emergency/opportunity fund, and I'm able to transfer money in and out with ease. I've never paid any fees or have had any issues with customer service with either of these accounts. In fact, I think Schwab has the best customer service of any financial institution. And I have experience with working with all the majors between my investments and credit card churning. Only about 10% of US household savings are held in credit unions, and only about 11% of non-revolving consumer loans are issued by credit unions. I think the main reason is that they aren't able to offer the conveniences and services of a for-profit bank. Well, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for joining today and every day, and I'll see you again tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.